Something went on here.
This time on TNT.
It's your Action Eyewitness News Action Team in action.
We get back to your favorite radio show, What Do You Want For That?
And introducing for the first time, the Gear Pigeon.
Cool.
That's all coming up right now on TNT.
You're not the only ones that get loony.
Hey.
Welcome to 164, bud.
164.
It's our third video podcast and our 164th audio podcast. 60...
Yeah.
How was your
this
Halloween?
It's going to line up. It was pretty good. Look, I got a bag of treats.
So, how many places did your kids go and how full did their bags get and why did you get those treats?
Well, this is just Anna's bag, and it's loaded. That's like a good little pillowcase size.
I saw you use the phrase dad tax. Yeah. Is that what you're doing? You're skimming?
Yeah, there's the dad tax skim.
Is that...
Well, with inflation of all the things like tooth fairies going up and whatnot, then the dad tax gets implemented on days like this.
I guess that's fair.
It doesn't really have to be because there's so much candy that it doesn't matter. And it's all the same now. You notice that? Like when we were kids, when you went out, you got different kinds of candy. Because when Halloween candy didn't just mean you go just get Halloween candy, you got just candy. Now it's just everybody, it's like the variety of the four different companies, boxes that you get at Shoppers, right?
Oh yeah, I guess.
So your bag just becomes a huge version of an assortment of the main companies that distribute that, whether it be the Kit Kats or the Coffee Crisps or the Mars Bars or Snickers.
I noticed a few things this Halloween. I noticed that most places the girls went, because Indy's sick, so this was kind of the first year she was like, so wait, we can just walk up to the door by ourselves? Like the first year that was really kind of super fun for her. And
yeah,
I noticed that people were so friendly, almost over friendly, because we're at a point in our history where everyone's kind of guarded and tense and weirded out about strangers. It felt very old timey how engaging everyone that opened their door was. Like people work so hard to prove they're not a perv and they are approachable and they are nice. The second thing was, I noticed that everybody gives a couple of things. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's a bag of chips. Here's also a candy bar. Pick another thing. The only...
Four or five.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't remember that. And the only thing that was a bit weird is we went to one place and this guy was like, would it be okay if I gave them each a magazine that contains 12 truths about Jesus? I guess so.
Sure.
So he was like a Jehovah's Witness kind of map who was, you know, using this as an opportunity to kind of share the good word. But I appreciate that he asked me. He gave me the opportunity to say, no way. And I was like, yeah, they'd love that. Actually, might help them get to sleep at night. Who knows?
Yeah, cool.
Where did you guys go?
The weather was perfect here. It was good, right? Like a minute away, just behind our school, there's a, I guess, kind of, couple cul-de-sacs and crescents and areas where it's just perfect for trick-or-treating, and it was hundreds and hundreds of kids. It was massive. Like at one point there was like 20 kids lined up at one door.
Wow.
Like it was packed. It was you couldn't have and the because it was fall and it rained all day, so it was kind of got the spooky vibe of the fog, and there was leaves everywhere, and it was a perfect coloration of all the leaves just before they fell off. So it was, couldn't have been any better.
Did you dress
amazing.
Up?
Best I've ever had.
Awesome.
We had a little. I had a little bit of stuff on. I had a mask just in case, but Lisa was dressed up. She had this. She had that. This wig on.
So what was she, dressed as anything specific, or was she like lady in pink wig?
She had a kind of a police officer uniform.
Nice.
With the pool, yeah. But not like the, you know, the one where he goes like the lady section where it's like the short skirt style, but it was more like cool.
Right. Like I'm going out straight, as a slutty Gandhi.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
Did you see any gritty?
Slutty Gandhi.
Well, you know,
I didn't see any
weird.
Gritty. There was no gritty. Gritty's hard to do if you're not gritty.
People did it just some, looks, though.
Oh, I saw one or two on Twitter, but I didn't see any around my neighborhood.
Did you see the kid who, I think it was Illinois, who's in a wheelchair, and he's a Chicago Blackhawks fan, and his dad built him the bench? Did you see it?
No.
So it's like he's sitting on the bench between Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane, and it has the bench around his wheelchair and the glass behind it.
No way.
So, and he's up dressed in a Blackhawks uniform and has the hockey stick and everything, like he's sitting on the bench. Like, so cool. I love ingenuity in that regard.
Man. Yeah, the costumes are getting out of control now. John had the big dinosaur thing where you're inside it and it's all way above your head, above that.
Like foam head so styles?
No, like it blows up, so it's like 6 feet tall. So he has a little like window where he can see, and he's going along, and hear his big, huge tail sweeping behind him and walking all dinosaur-y, T-Rex with little tiny arms.
Like Pokeroo styles?
Yeah, it was great.
Jeremy Taggart.
It was funny the whole time. It was funny the whole night. What's going on? What, Jonathan?
I hope I can explain this properly. Someone said to me the other day that someone had explained to her. Remember Pokeroo was always searching for Pokeroo? No.
Yeah.
Someone was always searching for Pokeroo? See, I've already blown it. The person looking for Pokeroo was Pokeroo.
It was always a situation where someone would be like, hey, was Pokeroo here? And you'd be like, he was just here a second ago. One of those?
Yeah, but the way it was explained was it was actually Pokeroo searching for Pokeroo the whole time.
Oh, really? That was the inside thing?
That was the inside thing. But I guess I don't remember enough about the setup of the show. I remember, like, it was Snuffleupagus, right?
Did we talk about this where I heard a story? I don't know if it's true. I doubted it, but it's funny to think that Steve Paikin guy, the host of that show on TV on
Ontario. He was Pokeroo?
He started out as Pokeroo.
No
when he
way.
Had TV.
I don't buy that for even a second.
I know stories about him working there when he was really young, like starting there, and like Elwie Yost like telling him, you know, how to do things and giving him pointers.
See, to the people that grew up in Ontario, people don't know what TVO is. I didn't know what it was till I started working there. So who is Elwie Yost, for people that don't know?
Elwie Yost was like kind of like, I guess, a movie critic fan of movies that just had a show at Saturday nights that was Saturday Night at the Movies, where he'd play old films and interview people and interview like maybe the director or people that made the movie and talk about it. And so like had an intermission vibe. It was great. It was a great show. But,
Wait, was Brian Linehan TVO too?
No, I think that was City.
Oh, was it?
Brian Linehan, yeah. But I know that like TV Ontario had all kinds of shows, like Dear Anne Agnes. And
I think
Today's Special was a TV Ontario joint
yes,
as well.
Yes, because I've never heard of that either. Yeah. People are like, well, what? It was go. So much yeah. a part of my childhood. How have you never heard of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know if it might have been shared in other provinces too. Those shows, it depends on. I guess it's just you know TV. They probably had a deal where it could have been just Ontario, or maybe they got one out west as well.
Right.
Who knows?
Did like, you have? Do you remember Switchback?
I remember the name. I think it was on. Yeah, I think so.
That was a national show.
I don't think I watched it.
Each region had their own version. Like there was one in Ottawa. One in Winnipeg, one in Halifax that served the East Coast, and I think one in Vancouver. But I wasn't sure if kids in Toronto saw Switchback or not.
What about that pop culture show that was on? What was it? I don't remember.
Was it for kids?
No, it was for adults.
Was it a game show?
It had the big disco intro. Like people on roller skates, doon da doon da doon da doon da. I can't remember it. Do you remember it?
I don't remember, but I like making that noise.
Oh no, it's gonna bug me now.
Oh, you mean the one that went? What makes that noise? Is that slapping?
It's bass, yeah.
Oh. Jeremy Taggart, remember we were going to do the gear pigeon today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's we did this it. On tour a lot. We were talking about, with my friend John, guy. I was talking about guys that are super into technology.
Oh, I remembered. Live It Up. It was Live It Up. That was the show.
Oh, wow.
Remember? Live It Up! And it was a big Live
was
It Up.
Was that Canadian?
Yeah.
I remember,
remember it?
Those Amazing Animals. Live It Up, and
there was like a British guy. Do the British guy at the beginning at the
tonight the on Live It Up. One of those guys.
Yes, I'm telling you.
A snake as a pet. We traveled to Brandon, Manitoba, to meet a woman who has a snake as a pet. That's living it up. Also, a Ferris wheel in Vancouver. What? We should do a show called What? Or How's That?
He's just like sitting.
He lives on his boat. How's that?
Because you're talking like that. We go for a wheelbarrow ride in Shelburne, Northern Ontario. And he's sitting in the wheelbarrow.
How's that? It's another version of On the Road Again. Pumpkin
you say
ragazza,
this cheese.
How's that?
You say this cheese is 500 years old and then you roll it down the hill. How's that?
How's
and they're
that?
Running down the hill after the cheese.
This week on How's That? The world's oldest sourdough. How's that? It sounds like what a yo. What a yo. What a yo.
Yeah. Oh,
so I was talking with my friend John about the gear pigeon. And it's those guys that want to connect so hard that they want you to know that they know what you're talking about, right? And you must have encountered these guys all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Guys that want to ask about paradiddles and stuff?
Sure.
What is it they want to,
so you
like,
can do them.
What are the gear pigeons, like, is it, what kind of board they use to record it, or is it just drum stuff?
Well, it depends on what they're doing. Like, if it's an engineer in a studio, yeah, it's going to be board, mics, outboard gear, tubes. Like, it depends on what, like, if you're a guitar player, it's guitars, pedals, you know, effects, different sounds, amps.
Hey,
aren't
you Jeremy Taggart?
Yeah,
cool,
how are
cool,
you?
Cool, good, man, good, cool. Hey, listen, you were in Our Lady Peace for like, was it like 19 years?
21, 20, yeah.
21 years, cool. Listen, we're good of all, get the innocent, we are good. Innocent
Yeah.
What is that? You know that shut down. What is? How do you do that? Shut down. Shut down. Because when I listen to the songs, that's what I hear. I don't hear the words. I hear the shut down. That like diggle that. How do you accomplish that shut down? You know what I mean?
I think like in the part, like a like it. The drum beat?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much just like a hi-hat and a snare.
Cool.
Together, and then a bass drum after it.
Cool. Yeah. What do you use for sticks, bro?
Oh, I ProMark sticks.
Cool.
Wow.
You use the same kit all the time, or you have different kits, or what do you use?
I have a few, yeah.
Because I
have Craviotto drums.
Cool.
Nice.
Craviotto's cool. 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 Cravies, yeah. What'd you record that record with?
Which one?
Like which board did you use? Clumsy. Was it a? Because it sounds to me like, was it a Yamaha?
You're right, because sometimes it gets like that where that they're asking something that's no, there's no answer to that.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just be like,
yeah, man,
yeah, I think so, yeah,
yeah,
pretty sure.
How can I get out of this? Ooh.
Like, you probably sounds like you more know more about that than I do.
Okay.
One of those, like, if it gets really complicated,
you do a gear pigeon to me then, like about your cousin who does a Bobbles impression.
Oh, hey. Okay.
It sounds crazy. I am going to say conservatively, 300 people have stopped me to tell me their cousin does a good Bubbles impression. That's not even an exaggeration.
They won't even say it. I know. Okay. Hey, Jonathan. Jonathan Torrens?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Wow. Is that you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man. Wow. Trailer Park Boys, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you know what? My cousin does, like, the best Bubbles. Like, you would not believe it. Like, honestly, like, where's my phone?
No way.
Yeah, like, he does it exactly like Bubbles. Like, you got to see it.
Cool.
Oh, you're doing it?
Well, it just felt natural that I became the gear pigeon to someone who... Because I don't really, to be honest, I don't know what to say. And to be clear, I don't want to sound like an ingrate.
I should have got to the cool part first, quick.
Take a break, bud.
All right, bud.
The cop was like, because he's like laying like far away, like on his stomach. Like Pete Rose died.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Chank Tinder Snarf. Welcome to Eyewitness Action 7 Action News Team Action News. Tonight, we have the whole Eyewitness Action Team News Coverage News Team standing by to give you all the latest action eyewitness news. Let's start tonight with traffic. Our own Cy Sterling stands by in the Action Eyewitness Action Eye in the Sky copter. Cy, what can you tell us?
How are you doing, Chank? I'm good. You know, it's a little bit quiet up here, but it's still busy on those streets down there. We have a bit of a sinkhole I guess it was a bit of a major sinkhole as three cars were submerged in it at Leslie and Rutherford Road there, Chank. Also,
wait, what? There's a sinkhole.
A sinkhole at Rutherford Road in Leslie. Keep your cars clear of that area. Yeah, sinkhole. Three cars were...
I guess they're celebrating Sinkhole de Mayo.
As no one was hurt, that's a funny one, Chank.
Right.
Also,
right.
A truck full of meat trolley. What do you call those things with the meat, when they carry the meat that spins around, the trolleys? Meat
Can
trolley
meat
thing,
meat
I guess.
And greet, put on the bottom of the screen, meat and greet, but M-E-A-T. Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, a truck
nice
full
to
of
meet
meat trolleys. Chank, you're too much. Anyway, Weston and Finch, keep your cars clear from there. They're going to clear that out. Also, a Jane bus has been stalled in the flats area of Black Creek. TTC is going to be clearing that right up. Back to you, Chank.
Hey, can you stand by? In the event that the Spadina bus is late, any chance we could get the Shuffle Demons to play? Thank you. No. People love that song. That'll be great. That's our own Cy Sterling tonight in the I-7 News 7 Eyewitness News Copter News. Now, it's time to turn to Science Files, where our own Dr. Ice Sosceles is standing by with why the shoes you're wearing could be killing you. Doctor.
Yes, it's true, Chank. In a roundabout way, I mean, climate change is real. I think everybody's had a joke about it, and we've heard even the President of United States has had a few laughs about climate change. But the problem
funny.
Is... What's funny about it, Chank?
Well, I mean, it's just the climate's changing. Is it?
Oh. Well, anyway, in terms of shelter, let's give you a little worry about that. Coastlines, if
We're talking about 1.5 degrees of change getting warmer. We've already gone 1.5 degrees warmer. And if you think about it as like a fever, you know, 3 degrees in terms of a fever over 98 is not a good thing. You're rushing to the hospital.
98 degrees, now you're talking my kind of music.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, in terms of shelter, I mean, coastlines around the world, the sea level rise.
Give me shelter.
Health, the spread of, you know, vector-borne diseases.
Raise a little health.
Between animals and humans, you know, like Lyme disease and malaria. With that heat, it's too hot to live in certain regions of the world. I mean, certain parts of the Middle East and even the American West. I mean, humidity often increased with the heat index when both are high. The human body is unable to evaporate the sweat to cool itself. And Kashank, if you're unable to evaporate sweat, you can actually die from exposure. And that's science from Isosceles, your buddy.
Gonna make you sweat, in the words of legendary pop star, whoever that was. That's our own Dr. Isosceles joining us tonight on the Eyewitness 7 Eyewitness Action News Team News. Now let's turn the page to something a little more fun, our own Lacey Fun, with 2N standing by with movie reviews to take us into the weekend. Lacey, if you're thinking about heading out to the movie theater, what's on deck this weekend? It sounds like a couple of big blockbusters. Your thoughts tonight, Lacey Fun with 2 N's. Lacey?
Well, hey, how are you?
Oh, that is fun.
How are you doing?
I'm just great. Chank. Did you wear that out for Halloween?
How are you doing, Chank?
Just great. Did you wear that wig out for Halloween?
Did I wear what out from Halloween? I mean, this is a whole new color for me. This is a whole new color for me, Chank. Out.
Why can't we fire her? I don't understand. We have 50 applicants for this job.
I can hear you, Chank.
This is why we pre-tape, everyone. This is why we pre-tape. Lacey,
okay.
Tell us about the movies.
Okay, well, this week I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, Chank, with Rami Malek. Have you heard about this? The Queen film?
I have. I was
actually,
there.
Actually, yeah. You were there. Did you see Queen? Did you check?
Well, yes, I've seen Queen before. Yes, I was there. Do you remember Live Aid?
Yes, I was a little bit young. I was only 5 when Live Aid came out. But
I'm
now
so tired of these bearded women entertainment reporters.
Anyway, the movie. You'd think it's honestly it's good and bad. You had the band with the producer. Bryan Singer, the director of the film, doing it together, which is kind of good and kind of bad because you get the best part of the music in Bohemian Rhapsody, Chank, but you also get the best part of, you know, the camaraderie, but you don't really get into the real side of Freddie Mercury's homosexuality side of his life at all. So
would you be willing to go as far as to call this movie Mercury Poisoning?
Well, I was dancing in my seat, but I really kind of would hope it would have got a little more personal with Freddie, you know?
Dun, 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 ba-da-da,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you remember the Wayne's World movies?
Yes, I do. Also,
but that's what they did. They headbanged.
They headbanged, but guess what? I also saw Halloween, Chank. I saw Halloween, the new Halloween movie.
Go on.
So Halloween, it's obviously Jamie Lee Curtis is back as the Laurie Strode character. And, you know, the iconic scenes and the screaming and getting chased by Michael Myers. And Michael Myers is back, although the screenplay and the script was rewritten by, I believe it was David Gordon Green and Danny McBride
Michael
from Eastbound and Down fame, actually. Anyway, it's
saying Michael Byers,
a different kind of film, but it's actually not as, it's very scary. I still would say it's very, even though I find Danny McBride to be very funny, it's actually very scary. And Jamie Lee Curtis really, really hits it on the head, Chank.
Lacey, I can't thank you enough for this insightful movie update. so I won't even try. Thank you, Chank. That's our own Lacey Fun with two N's joining us now. We're about to take a break on Eyewitness Action 7 Action News, but when we come back, why you shouldn't go to your basement or attic ever. Stay with us.
No, I've... I've never wanted anything so bad. So bad. Cardboard masks of all the people I've been thrown out with the trusted, tangled, dented, goddamn.
Welcome to What Do You Want for That? My name's Byron. If you're selling, I'm Byron. We're on the radio for the next hour or so. Let's go to the phone lines. Donnie, you're on the air.
Hello.
That Donnie, is it?
Yeah.
How you doing, Donnie?
Hey, how are you, Byron?
Good. Got something to sell to you?
I do, yeah.
What are you selling, Donnie?
Well, I'm selling a, well, it's a super futon.
Oh, okay. There's a reason that it starts like with an F. It's an F word where I come from, futon.
Well, it's a futon, but it's like a super futon. It's a king size. It folds out into a king size bed, therefore, it's a pretty good couch too, eh?
Well, super futon. Like, if you take a big SHIT, it's still SHIT, you know what I mean? Same category, if you ask me. How many sleeps onto it, anyways?
Well, it's mostly for video games. You know, okay. I played myself some games on there. I don't know. I do the Call of Duty, a couple of Babylonians.
Speaking of Duty, any stains onto it?
Oh, there's a couple, but you know, there's nothing that a good deep clean couldn't get out of there for sure. Nothing too dangerous, or you know.
Any bomb indents?
Oh no, it's got that nice Tempur-Pedic, Pestor-Pedic soft, you know.
What kind of the frame? Is it pine?
No, it folds up, eh? So there's a few things in there. I don't know what it is, but it's hard, but folds up around it, you know. There's nothing out there. Out.
The frame, Donnie. No. Is it wood? Is it made of pine, or is it metal?
Like I said, I'm going to say wood, but I'm not sure because I can't see it and I don't know what's in there, you know? Just, I can feel it's hard.
Where'd you get this super futon at?
I said, Byron, I can't tell you that. I just, who gave it to me? It's just, there's a really personal story, is all. I don't know where it came from, but the guy who gave it to me, it's real personal.
Nothing suspicious about that, Donnie. I did have one more question for you. What do you want for that?
Well, like I said, I was it's big, you know. It's not just a small futon. I'd say, how about 140?
What'd you pay for it, Donna? If you don't mind my asking.
Well, it's part of the thing is, you know, the person that I bought it from, you know. I didn't tell him anything. I don't want to tell him.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, Donnie. I know you came into it illegally. So between us and the Lord, would you consider Florida?
It's a little low. Sorry, Byron.
Well, considering you paid zero for it, it's still $40 more than you had before it came into your possession.
I'm sorry, Byron. I'll take 80.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to put the FU in futon. Thanks for calling, Donna. Probably talk to you next week. History dictates. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ronnie, you're on the air. Welcome to How Do You Want for That?
Hello. Yeah.
Ronnie, I'm going to ask you to turn down your radio.
Oh, sorry about that. Nope, sorry now.
Use this opportunity to thank our sponsor, Cloverleaf, and remind people that the phone lines are open. The phone number is 1-800?
That's...
One for that. Ronnie, you're on the air. What do you want?
That's a good... Cloverleaf is good beef, eh?
Oh, yeah. It's the best beef going. Salt beef. Tastes right good in your mouth. It's like biting into a velveteen rabbit.
I got a big lobster pot, big black, black iron lobster pot. You could put it on fire in the backyard.
How many boils onto it?
Oh, it's 100 years old. It's from the family.
Supposing you had canners, 3/4 pound to 1.5 pound lobsters. How many canners would fit into your pot, Ronnie?
About 5.
Okay, so it ain't very big then.
No, it's bigger than that. I made a mistake. Probably 15.
That's quite a mistake, Ronnie. What's the most lobsters you've ever had onto the pot at one time?
I don't really make a lot of lobsters in there. I was just saying lobsters because that's the biggest thing I could think of. But you could put about 50 tins of baked beans in there.
Why would you do that though, Ronnie?
That's how big it is what I'm saying, Byron.
Ronnie, I'm going to urge you to watch your tone. I'm finding you a bit confrontational.
No, I'm just trying to help you.
Okay. So you could put 50 cans, but we both agree that there's no reason a sane person would do that.
Well, maybe to make a better explanation for it, you could get in it yourself and you could sit in it.
Well, I've met you before, Ronnie. You're not a very big person. I suspect you could get in it, could you?
No, I don't think... No.
Like, how many toddlers would fit in the pot? Is it a two-toddler pot?
You could probably get 2 or 3 in there.
If one was, like, right standing. Tiny?
2 or 3 standing.
Does it come with a lid?
No.
Is there any charring on the bottom?
Oh, no, it's a big black iron. This is solid, eh? It's not going to break.
How much does it weigh, Ronnie?
There either. What's that?
How much does it weigh, Ronnie?
I'd say it weighs about 220 pounds. It's heavy.
Does it include delivery?
Sure.
So I don't need to discount gas money. Listen, Ronnie.
Yeah?
What do you want for that?
Well, it's old, but it's still strong. It'll probably be around a lot longer than both of us, Byron.
Okay, yeah.
How about $100?
Oh. $100?
$100.
That's too rich for my blood. Would you consider 40?
How about 60?
I could see myself going as high as 4 to 5, but I don't think I could see 50.
I'll take 45.
On second thought, too rich for my blood. Thanks for calling, Ronnie. Let's go back to the phones. What do you want for that is the program you're listening to. Phone lines are opened. 1-800. Want for that. Let's go back to the phones. Tracy, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Byron.
Oh, Tracy, going to ask you to turn down your radio again, love.
Oh, so, Byron,
what are you selling anyways? What's going on today? What are you selling when you got on the go?
Well, you know, Byron, I called in about the candelabra a few weeks ago.
I remember.
Yeah, well, anyway, I have a picture frame.
Oh, frame, do you?
Yeah, a picture frame. It's about, I don't know, you put about, 16 by 20.
So a small poster?
Yeah, a small poster.
Or roughly 2 8x10s?
Yeah, that's it.
What do you get in there now?
I have a picture of John Travolta that's signed.
Does
that... I want to take it out.
So the picture doesn't come in the frame?
No, I'm keeping that. I'm going to put it into another frame thing.
You wouldn't consider selling that, would you?
Oh, that's priceless, you know, Byron.
So why is it you're wanting to part with the frame?
Well, the frame's pretty nice, too, because, you know, it's metal and it's strong and it's not really, it won't break for a long time, and the thing in the back is strong, too.
Would you say it's antique?
No, I'd say it's about 4 years old. I think I got it at Michael's.
Is it sharp? Could you cut your finger on it?
No, that's why I'm selling it, because it's perfect.
So good, cheap frame. 16 by 20. Well, you know what's coming, Tracy. What do you want for
what's
that?
Well, I was thinking maybe 20.
Oh, 20. Would you consider 40? I'm not comfortable paying 20. But I could see myself going as high as 40.
I'll take 40.
We have a deal, Tracy?
Yes, we do. Bye.
Thanks for calling. What do you want for today? I'll stop by after work. Pick up the frame. That's it for this edition of What Do You Want for Today? Be sure to call in next week. Phone number's 1-800. Want for date. I'm Barn. If you're selling, I'm Barn.
Bah, bah, bah. Orange Barn.
Show me that smile again. No, it's another minute on you crying.
We're having growing pains, aren't we? We are. With the technology. Hey, you know, that's life sometimes when you're starting things up with the videos.
That's life sometimes, Slugger. The first couple of video pods, we kind of just captured the audio with a visual component, but now it feels like we can start to introduce characters in a video setting, but in a way that doesn't jeopardize the audio.
Yeah, and we
still has to make sense when you're listening.
When you're telling the story, sometimes you can make a face to explain how afraid you are.
Yeah, or how sad you were. Right?
Yeah.
But I think we're finding...
this, like when we do the Robin Williams thing, we can do that.
That's when you know it's serious. When he's clenching his teeth. Right? Moving his jaw back and forward. Can you hear me?
Getting on. Yeah, that's when it's getting on.
Oh, yes, that's when it's getting on Robin Williams style.
That's when it's getting going.
So this is my first week using the Zoom Q2N recorder that you found on Amazon. And it's just this tiny little mask in a great big world. And I can use it to record video and audio and then FaceTime you on my phone. So I don't know. I guess we'll see how the video quality looks and how it all comes together. But I think so far, so good.
So far, so good. And then we'll have the big reveal next week to see how it went. Or else it'll be my fault.
Except my country internet is a little sluggish because it's raining out. So we keep losing the connection on FaceTime.
But that's life, you know.
That's just, show me that smile again.
Oh, show me that smile.
No, it's another minute on you crying.
What's the next second? There is no second backup part on the second line, is there?
Well, you sing it.
I don't know. I'm saying
you sing Show Me That Smile and I'm going to hop on. Do it.
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. No, is there a spot like that? No, that's not. That's
crying.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
This will be taken down by YouTube anyway because we violated something.
Alan Thicke.
The estate of Alan Thicke is going to come down for us. Man.
It'll be his son who's Robin? Already been in that world already, the Marvin Gaye smack.
Has remember? He ever? He Woo! Needs to make some money fast. That kid just disappeared. What happened to him?
I don't know. Lawsuits. Who knows?
So we're going to play Lyric
Pharrell
or Lie,
Williams.
Right?
Yeah, Lyric or Lie. Let's play.
But just as a footnote to that, I feel like Pharrell Williams or Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Came out and was like, okay, we'll give you some money without even a court case, right?
Yeah, and they're like, no. Give us everything. Isn't that how it worked?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Speaking out of turn. So we're going to play Lyric or Lie. Lyric or Lie. Lyric or
Lie.
Lyric or Lie.
Lyric
or Lie.
Lyric or Lie.
And if you haven't heard it before, we play this live all the time. It's super fun. We'll give each other lyrics from bands or artists, and all the other guy has to do is guess if it's a lyric or a lie. We played it with Tom Powers from Newfoundland, too, didn't we?
Yeah, Tom
lyric
Powers.
Lyric or lie.
Yeah.
So I'll go first. You remember Walk Off the Earth?
Yeah.
But you didn't have to cut me up. Right? Yeah. Those guys?
Yeah.
They did the cover of that, see the African guy, Gwethi?
It got you? Is that Seth Fisher's nephew?
Gautier?
Yeah, man. Oh, it's my
like, pronounced like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
How about Gautier comes home for Christmas and it's Seth Fisher is his uncle?
Aww.
So he's like, oh, Gautier. How does he say it?
Hippie Christmas, Gautier. Look, Santa Claus left a sock for you. Would you like to take it a pass and sign what's inside?
He's like, you didn't have to cut me off. He's singing it with him at Christmas.
No, this is the joke he's been waiting for. Seth Fisher at the Christmas table is waiting for Gautier to talk when he's talking so he can go, hi, you didn't have to cut me off. That's the joke he's been sitting on for 11 months. Hold. You didn't have to stipe so long.
Was he saying to take your records, throw them away?
Take your records and your pistol, how did we work nothing? I don't wanna lose your love.
It's did you say song. That? Did they take it? I know you ask him if did you think that they take your records, Gautier?
Okay, you be Gautier. I'll be Seth Fisher. And this is the Christmas table. You ready? So Gautier. Yeah. You've had a big year. How are things going with the record career and all this? You didn't have to cut me off. You didn't have to stoop so low. Take my records and... However the rest of the line goes.
Did you put my records and sleep in the bed, under the bed?
Please, can we incorporate that Seth Fisher is Gautier's uncle? But he's his uncle by marriage?
Yeah.
So was married to Seth, so I don't really know him.
So like, I'll die?
Compared to my family? Yeah.
So you're like, oh, so he's from New Zealand or Australia. It's like, no. I always flew to see him.
Yeah.
Maintain my relationship.
He's from New South Wales? He's from where?
Oh, fine. He's from Denver? We're very, very close. We maintained our relationship through the air.
So how about Seth was like part of the family, was receiving money, and they cut him off.
Man.
So Seth like sends an email with the subject line, you didn't have to cut me off. Ironic line.
Because his company's doing so well.
Yeah. Gautier. Okay, walk off the earth.
Yeah.
Ready? Yeah. So they did a cover of that song and they're all the like with the bop, bop, bop. Like everybody sings and it's always upbeat.
The YouTube covers, yeah.
Yeah, killing it. So here's the lyric. Hey yo yo, up and down. Up and down we go. Hey, yo-yo, you let me out, but pull me back in to your undertow. Lyric
that
or lie?
Sounds like a lyric. And that doesn't sound like not a lyric. Sounds
that's
like a
lie, bud!
Oh, wow.
I made that up.
You got to call Taylor there. And
well, I think Corey. They do have a song that's like, hey, yo-yo, or one of those kind of things. Who's Taylor? Is he the mask?
Isn't he the bearded mask? Isn't that Taylor? I think
so. Captain Highliner looking math?
Yeah, he follows me on the Twitter machine. He seems like a nice chap.
He I think he follows me too. He's like a Tintin and Le Capitain looking math.
Yeah, he looks like he should be French, but he's not.
Yeah. But man, they have a career. They're crushing
absolutely.
It, aren't they?
They're YouTube stars. That's a whole other level.
And I think they were on Hometown Hockey this weekend, as a matter of fact, with our bod Tara.
Oh, nice.
So there you go.
Okay,
all right.
For your,
1-0, hit me.
Yours?
Yes.
I have 2 out of 3 of mine are Canadian, so I'm going to start out with an American band, Lit.
Oh.
Remember Lit?
You make me feel, yeah. Oh, you make me come, right? Pamela Anderson in the bikini, and they were tiny little masks on her hips.
Lit. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Something tells me that you think I'm stupid when I say to you that what I say is true. I'm stupid that what I say to you... Sorry, let me start again, because it's pretty... These are, you know... Something tells me that you think I'm stupid when I say to you, that's what I say is true. Too much lying, too little trying. Lyric or lie, but those are some lyrics.
Dang.
Lit. Ever meet the boys in Lit? Did you ever meet the boys in Lit? Did you? Oh, yeah, many times.
Where?
Well, not many, but a few times. I went out and about the circuit, festivals, and this in Hollywood.
Out and About's a good name for a record, by the way, for a record by Canadian people, because Canadians don't say oot and a boot.
No,
I'm
going to
say that you make me completely miserable. That was pretty clever. And I feel like that lyric is not, I'm going to say lie.
It's a lyric.
Is it really?
It's a legit lyric.
Man,
yeah.
Good for you.
There you go.
All right, so here's your next one. You ready?
So we're both 0 for 0.
No, we're both 1 for 1. We both have 1 point. Okay, Celine Dion, you
ready?
Oh,
sorry. I mean, we both didn't get it, but both of us blocked on the other side of it, which is fantastic.
I'll give you a hint for the Celine Dion one. This is from an animated movie, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your lion art can't be tamed. My wildest thoughts make me ashamed. That jungle love I'll hunt for you. This being on the prowl is new.
I don't know about that. That sounds fake. Let me hear it again, but faster.
Your lion art can't be tamed. My wildest thought make me ashamed. That jungle love I'll hunt for you. This being on the prowl is new.
I can hear Celine, you know, trying to be a little feisty with those lyrics. I'm gonna say that's lyric.
It's a lie, bud.
Oh, for crying out loud!
It's a lie. Oh. All right.
The wrong stuff.
2-1. Hit me.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Bryan Adams. Ready?
Yes.
You're so easy to look at, so easy to hold, so easy to touch you, so hard to let go.
I mean, it's right in the pocket. That's gotta be a lie.
It's a lyric, bud!
Oh my gosh, read it again.
You're so easy to look at, so easy to hold, so easy to touch you, so hard to let go.
Wow.
What a beautiful song.
I mean, it's simple, but it's true.
I know, it's, but I think the next line is about letting her go.
Yeah. Like sometimes you have to, like a yo-yo.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, Michael Bublé, ready?
Oh, boobs?
I like the boobs.
I do too. He's affable.
He's an affable gentleman, and I think he's figured out a lane for himself, and he just does that thing that he does really well, not trying to be anything else. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hear him at Starbucks when the Christmas mugs come out, right?
He's like your friend that's just kind of like, oh, don't forget it. Guys, I'm rich. We're all set.
Yeah, but also... He's that friend that I bet people that went to school with him are like, well, we're not surprised. We saw it coming. But I bet the people that went to school with Michael Bublé are like, you know what the thing is, bro? He's actually really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I bet on the low, he's really funny.
Yeah.
But has to keep it legit on the public tip.
But definitely a guy that you'd want to party with.
Yeah, for sure. Michael Bublé. The man
ready?
I am, you've made me be. You're my every wish. My fantasy. You're my shining star, my one true love, my favorite song, and my peaceful dove. Lyric or lie?
I mean, come on. Like, it's so close in the ballpark either way. I mean, I'm going to say it's a lyric.
It's a lie, bud!
Nah, I knew
Damn.
It! Yes.
Ah, oh.
Why is that your new go-to... positivity anthem?
I don't know. It's catchy.
So, like, if you do anything in the house right now, like, that happens.
You know,
like if you're playing with the girls, like, you know they have the cornhole game where you throw the bean bag into the hole. Now they have at the dollar store, they have the coin hole where it's smaller and you throw the coin hole in there.
Oh, that's fun! Did you guys buy it?
Yeah. So you can play it, and then you can do the. You can hop into rides.
Do you know what? If the ghost walked in the door right now and I went, they'd go the right stuff big time.
Because I'm guessing it's happened a few times in the last 12 hours. Yeah.
And furthermore, if I said the right stuff, she would go, rah. The right stuff, You two, please don't yank us down.
Okay,
hit me.
Okay, so Burton Cummings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He can be, you know, sometimes he can be a pop, you know, artist and perfect. Yeah. Sometimes he can be a little sloppy and crazy. Sometimes he can try and go Jim Morrison on you.
Yeah. You never know which Cummings is going to show up.
Okay, here we go. I'd sell the farm for her endless charm and take her out to sea. Lyric or lie, bud? It's short and sweet, but I'd sell the farm for her endless charm and take her out to sea. You can almost hear him tickling the ivories in the background, can you?
Well, the first two
lines
I feel like are a lyric, but then the third one I'm like, grew up in the prairies, didn't really have sea. So I'm going to say...
I know, but you could see, you know, him being, like, dramatic, overly dramatic, right? Like
right, dramatical?
That. It's like, well, it's like, you know, I sail now because I have a place at Marina Del Rey.
I'm going to say lie, but it's
tough. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Phew!
But it's in his ballpark.
Yeah, it
Did
sure
you
is.
Win every one? Did you get them all?
I got three right. No, did I?
I think I got three wrong.
I think I got two wrong and one right.
That's right. So you won. Yeah.
Hey, is that going to do it for 164, bud?
It is. We had such a good time.
Crazy.
That, we're rocking. Yeah. We're rolling.
Thanks for chatting, bud.
I'm not going to do it. I heard stories about them being all banged up and like getting all super high in their hotel rooms waiting for like back in the 80s. Yeah.
Well, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, they were playing Monopoly is what they were doing. Big time Monopoly.
I feel like that is probably the worst kind of fame.
What's the Monopoly and chill version for the new kids?
For the 1980s?
Yeah, like Boston kids growing up.
Be like
up
Atari 90s. And chill.
All right, Bods, that's it.
See you next week, Bod.
See you, Bod.
Bananas are potassium. Bananas are yellow. Bananas,
bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them. But